I immediately went to the Leaning Tower of Dallas yesterday after work because I thought that it was going to be torn down yesterday. And I actually thought when I got there around 10:30 that I was too late, that it would be taken down by then. But when I got there, it was still standing. There was a good crowd there, and we were all looking at this teeny tiny wrecking ball that was doing no damage. So they worked on it for about 8 or 9 hours yesterday and made very little headway because they appear to have the wrong equipment in place. So they couldn't blow it up with dynamite. They're having trouble with the wrecking ball. Looks like it's going to take them a long time. And we understand they've brought in an old friend of the show to help be the chief contractor now of this demolition project. Joining us on the ticket hotline is Randy Cody. Good morning, Randy.
Well, I can damn sure tell you right now, I wish I wouldn't own this job.
Got a mess, huh?
Oh, I got a mess on my hands here, George. I tell you what, I'm taking it in the hindquarters on this deal.
Yeah?
I done lost about $30,000 on this job already, and we ain't even halfway there. I'm in the red. I can't cook my QuickBooks Pro fast enough to make this deal work.
Well, what's going on?
Well, the dang building's as stubborn as a mule on a corn cob. That's what's going on here. I don't know who built this thing, but they put so much angle iron and the Haydock blocks on this thing, it could withstand a nuclear blast. They ain't coming down.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, it's just overbuilt. It's back in the day when they overbuilt things. And, you know, I had Lloyd Neighbors is an old friend of mine. We graduated Mesquite High School together back in the day. And, you know, he runs a demolition company, and he contracted me because he's busy demoing a mid-century modern out there in Lakewood, so he couldn't do this computer-affiliated building. So he hired me to do the demo on the computer building, and you know, I build things. I don't break things.
Right.
You know, I don't know my butt from a dimple when it comes to imploding a building, but I was going to improv, you know, to see what I can do with it. So I went out there, and I hit a 3-for-1 sale on fireworks at a fireworks stand outside Stephenville, and I cleared them out. I mean, I bought everything they had. So I had that building wired up with just all kinds of 4th of July glory, and I thought there was about half a chance I was going to reunite downtown Dallas with JFK.
Oh,
when that thing blew.
Man.
You thought you had that much?
Just because you had
that
many fireworks.
And I pushed down that T handle, and that building, the outside came down, but that inside just leaned right on over, just hunkered right on over like it was leaning up against a lamppost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so now I got a problem. I got to get this thing down, and one of my subs, he orders in a 5,600-pound wrecking ball.
That's pretty good size.
It ain't enough.
It looks really small.
It's really small, and it's undersized, and so now it's going to take me 3 weeks to get this thing down with this dang wrecking ball.
That's a long time to be smashing something with a wrecking ball.
Well, you know what? Thanks a lot, Obama. Thanks for regulations.
Oh, it's a government thing, huh?
It's a government deal. I can't get a bigger wrecking ball because I can't get a bigger crane, and I can't get a bigger crane because I can't get a bigger wrecking ball. It's just round and round. It's the Obama administration coming back to bite us all in the ass.
Dang government.
Dang government. And I tell you what, and that's only half my problems. You know, I still got a business to run outside of this little job I'm doing for Lloyd.
Yeah, you must be really busy.
Oh, Craig, I got a bunch of micromanaging Park City's housewives telling me I'm in business on about 12 dozen remodels right now. Women who don't understand that every change you make means more money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't rebuild the porch 10 different ways just because you don't like the columns and not charge you for it. And to all them women out there listening, I know you guys got some women listening to you right
sure.
now, so I got a recommendation for you. I'm coming out with a new computer app.
Okay.
And what the computer app does is you load it on your little desktop there, your laptop, and what it does is it senses every time you go to Pinterest to figure out the crap that you want in your home, to get ideas for how you want to remodel, it's going to run a split screen. On the left side is going to be Pinterest, and on the right side is going to be an explanation explaining load-bearing walls to you.
Because all that doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work together. These little designs you draw up on your cocktail napkins have no respect for basic house geometry and how things got to stand up in the air. Load-bearing walls. Learn what they are and why they're important. I've had so many women want me to take out load-bearing walls, then bitch about the cost of microlam beams and joist hangers.
And that's always the problem when the missus gets involved, right?
When the missus gets involved, that's when things get tough. Always. And this building owner, I tell you what, I don't know what he is. He's some Saudi Arabian sheik or something on this computer-affiliated building.
The Leaning Tower.
The Leaning Tower Pizza. And I told him, I said, hey, why don't you let me get up there and grab them 15-ton rooftop AC units off there before we blow it up? But the building owner, he wouldn't let me do no salvage on it.
Oh.
I know I could have recouped some of my cost if they would have let me go in there and grab them rooftop units and all them solid core doors from the building, take them down to Oil Reed Salvage and sell them.
Right.
Well, I won't have none of it.
Are you making any progress? And is there any way you could take maybe a bigger swing with that wrecking ball?
No, we can only take it back about so far. You can only take it back about so far. Got two things governing that. Leftover Obama administration regulations and gravity. Gravity going to stop.
It only goes back
down.
So far, huh?
Yeah, only so far, and it's going to take the whole thing over. I'm telling you, I am in a mess here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And I have the bank coming out trying to repo my 3,500 Ram truck that I got.
That's
got a duly brand new.
Terrible.
Got the Larry package and everything.
Why are you already behind on that?
Because I'm losing money on the Lloyd Neighbors deal.
Hey, do you have any warning for those who are out there taking pics around the Leaning Tower of Dallas?
Yeah, they need to step on back. You need to get your ass away from this thing, because we have no idea when the little straw is going to break the camel's back. That thing's going to go toppling over, and you're going to be hitting right direct in the forehead with an old sconce.
Well, good luck, Randy. I hope it happens at some point in the next couple of days.
I appreciate it, George. Don't get her done. And I tell you what, and I do apologize to you. I know we're about a week and a half behind on that dungeon, that lower room you're having us build right now.
No, I have no construction. I have no construction going on at my house.
But it's okay. A lot of them restraints you ordered have to come in special for Germany, so we're behind anyway.
I have no idea what you're talking
you're
about.
Building right. A dungeon?
No.
Get her done.
All right, get her done. There goes Randy Cody. Out at the Leaning Tower of Dallas.